Anne of Green Gables, My Daughter and Me is the topic of our conversation, what the favorite classic story taught about grace, belonging, and the orphan in us all. True story for anyone who has ever longed for a place to belong. Always like to invite in our local Michigan authors, and you are one such, Laura Lee Craker. Good morning to you, Laura Lee.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yay, we've talked before. Thank you for being here. And
thank
congratulations.
You for having me.
Yeah, you've written several books. This is nothing new to you, but I hope every book, this one I hold in paperback, is a new adventure with a new reader in mind. So cool. Where's
Absolutely.
Home for you, Lorelei?
Southeast side of Grand Rapids, right by Garfield Park.
When did you start writing?
Well, I've been writing all my life, really. As soon as I could, as soon as I knew there was something called writing, I was doing it. So it's been kind of a lifelong journey. My first book came out in the year 2000, so that's been about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And would we consider Anne of Green Gables, My Daughter and Me, your most recent book?
Oh, absolutely, yep. Yes. Came out on September 1st.
Described as a beautiful memoir, deftly braiding three lost girl stories together, speaks straight to the heart of the orphan in all of us, as I mentioned. In your words, take me to this edition of Anne of Green Gables, My Daughter and Me.
Well, I would say that the book was sparked a few years ago. I was reading my daughter Phoebe a bedtime story, and I was reading her a children's version of Anne of Green Gables. And she interrupted me, and she said, "Mama, what's an orphan?" And I knew it was one of those big moments that kind of hangs in the air and, you know, shimmers.
Yes.
And I said, well, Anne was an orphan because her mommy and daddy died when she was a baby. I was kind of an orphan because my birth mother couldn't take care of me, so Oma and Opa adopted me. And I said, you were kind of an orphan. Your birth mother couldn't take care of you, so mommy and daddy came to Korea and adopted you. And that sparked the book.
So we can say, describe this as a memoir.
It's a memoir, yep.
Yes. You know, I mean, the title gives it away. This book links you and your daughter with one of, I understand, your favorite stories. So more on how you work this book. What do we read?
Well, it's part Anne superfan. Yes. There are so many Anne superfans who love this book as much as I do. And for me, it was kind of a sacred trust writing it with them in mind. It's also a story of finding belonging. And the fourth orphan in this book is actually Lucy Maud Montgomery, the author of Anne of Green Gables, who died in 1942. And she was sort of a quasi-orphan. Her mother died when she was 18 months old. And then her father, who was kind of he was kind of a charming ne'er-do-well with his fingers in a lot of pies. He deposited her with her maternal grandparents, and off he went to various boom towns and, you know, tried to seek his fame and fortune and really abandoned her.
Is there a theme of the mean girl in your latest work?
Well, I wasn't planning this, but as I was writing it and I was braiding the Anne narrative with my own life story, I came across the perfect thing to kind of braid, and that was the story of Anne and the bully in her life, who was Josie Pye. And when I was in the eighth grade, or grade eight, as we call it in Canada, there was a mean girl in my life. And I think any woman has had a mean girl. Any woman of any age really has dealt with mean girls. And, you know, that's something that we'll probably always deal with in some way or another. And so I was able to really dig deep into that old story from my personal archive and, you know, bring it out in the open and give it a fresh telling.
Latest work is out, Anne of Green Gables, My Daughter and Me, the tagline, what my favorite book taught me about grace, belonging, and the orphan in us all. Can you can we hit the orphan in us all?
Sure. Well, as I started the book, I looked up definitions of orphan. And one thesaurus gave me a really interesting definition, and it was bereft, left behind, and left. And that popped out a neon for me, and I thought, you know, by that definition, we've all walked in the orphan shoes. We've all lost someone we love. We've all been left behind in some way. you know, maybe fired from a job or excluded from a group or, you know, dumped by someone in a relationship. So we've all been left and left behind.
Man, you hit a couple of those for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So therein we can handle the theme.
Absolutely. And that became, I tell people it's a story for the orphan in us all. And we've all walked in the orphan's shoes and we've all felt that sort of sense of, you know, abandonment and also that we are not enough in some way.
Let's also go back to a little bit about you personally, where you actually did struggle with the question, are you Phoebe's real mom? What does it mean to be a real mom? Tell us about that struggle.
Well, it's very interesting to me, both as an adoptee and an adoptive mother, that the question has come up all my life, really. You know, do you know anything about your real mom? People would ask me. And then now with Phoebe, who's 10, do you know anything about her real mom? And I've come to learn that people equate belonging with DNA. So you belong to the people who have the same DNA as you, is the thought. Hence the word real. And I would make the case that that's a terrible word to use, because nothing could be more real than a mother caring for her child and getting up in the middle of the night and soothing a child after a nightmare. And, you know, we are our adoptive children's real moms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And bringing the father in, again, picking on you a little bit, I know you received your a letter from your birth father later in life. How has that letter affected you, your writings, Phoebe?
Well, that was a really interesting phase in my life. That was a couple of years ago, and I decided to reach out. I thought, life is short. I calculated that my birth father was around 70, and my own dad had died at 68. So I thought, you know, let's give it a try. Let's reach out and see what happens. And I wrote him this very warm invitational letter. You know, I don't need another dad, but I would love the chance to get to know you and for you to get to know me and my family. I found out that he has no grandchildren except for my own kids. So, you know, I was really hopeful, and in less than 2 weeks, I got a very fat envelope from Winnipeg, Manitoba, where I'm from, and I thought, wow, this is it. After years of not even hearing a dial tone, someone's picking up the other line. So I ripped open the envelope, and it was basically a resume. It was very businesslike. It was something that a financial planner might have written about doing a will or something. It was all, you know, here's my ethnic background, here's my health history, and I can't handle a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's fodder for another conversation. A couple minutes left, Laura Lee. You chose two Bible verses as the opening epigraphs for this book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, one of them is, I will come and I will leave you. I will not leave you as orphans. And I love that. I love that God is an adopting father, mm-hmm. not adoptive as in a one-time thing, but that's in his character to adopt. And I love that he calls us orphans and he says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
So, yes, John 14:18 and also mm-hmm. Isaiah 49.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your target audience? For Anne of Green Gables.
Well, there's a couple of target audiences. The Anne of Green Gables fan, absolutely, because it's so much fun to kind of interact with Anne and the characters, Gilbert and Josie Pye and all the characters. Again, that was great fun for me and I hope for my reader. Another target audience is the adoptive mom, who is curious about her child. And I think there's a lot of insight there for the adoptive mom. And also for anyone really who enjoys a memoir and who enjoys or who is interested in finding out where they belong and how they fit into the whole scheme of things and what Anne can teach us all about that.
Anne of Green Gables, My Daughter and Me by you, Laura Lee Craker, right here in our own backyard. How do we find out more information?
Well, my website is LauraLeeCraker.com. I have a Facebook page. On my website, though, there's all kinds of good stuff. There's a giveaway if you sign up. There's a set of mother-daughter book club questions for Anne of Green Gables if you sign up for my blog, and all kinds of Anne-related blogs and adoption-related blogs and mom humor and all kinds of good stuff.
Glad to have you back in studio. Let us know when you're out with the next one.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
Take care, Laura Lee.